yet. You know, maybe wait till like third grade. I don't know. But anyway, Violent Femmes in there with a country death song. Before that, the Beasts of Bourbon doing their cover of the Leon Payne penned Psycho. Rico Bell, speaking of penning, Rico Bell of the Mekons doing Bartender Blues, a song that was originally written by James Taylor, who is 73 years old today. So I wanted to celebrate Mr. Taylor's birthday by not playing James Taylor, but playing a James Taylor cover. And also Bedhead and Maka together. Maka Loved Bedhead is, I believe, the name of the project of the time. With doing Cher's Believe. Believe it or not, that song was number one on this day back in 1999. And I believe you can kick Cher in the shins because that's the song that got people to accept auto-tuning. It made a whole slew of people a whole bunch of money who can't sing. I'm just telling you that now. And if you're one of those people, you can come kick me in the shin. And then throw money in my face because you've got it and well, I don't. But anyway, hey, we are approaching the top of the hour. Before we get to the top of the hour, I really don't have much else to tell you except for right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid through the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, as some of your buddies know it. Yeah, your child could actually be one of them. And in fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 a year or more may actually qualify. Now, what does this entail? Well, guess what? Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor, dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, so much more. That's what's covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll, go to healthcare.gov. Again, that's healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by the CHIP program and your good friends here at the Viva Lamac program. You know, I was thinking, should I play some Iron Maiden tonight? Because, you know, that nothing says the Mockster's Viva Lamac radio program without playing Iron Maiden. And then I realized, no, nothing says the Viva Lamac program with me playing Iron Maiden.
There goes the siren that warns of the air raid. Then comes the sound of the gun sending flak. Out of the scramble, we got to get airborne. Got to get up for the coming attack. Jump in the cockpit and start up the engines. Remove all the wheel blocks, there's no time to waste. Gathering speed as we head down the runway. Got to get airborne before it's too late. Running, scrambling, flying. Rolling, turning, diving. Going in again. Running, scrambling, flying. Rolling, turning, diving. Run, leap,
a sharp burst and then turn away. Roll over, spin round and come in behind them. Move to their blind sides and firing again. Bandits at 8 o'clock moving behind us. 10 ME-109's out of the sun. Scanning and turning our Spitfires to face them. Heading straight for them, I press down my guns. Rolling, turning, diving. Rolling, turning, diving. Going in again. Rolling, turning, diving. Rolling, turning, diving. Run, leave to fly. Fly to live, do or die. Won't you run, leave to fly. Fly to live, aces
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Sky to that wide endless night. that never-ending sky. I was only 19.
from their album Fight Songs. That's the old 97s here on the Viva La Mock radio program with 19. Back when the old 97s were not as old as they are now. I don't know where I'm going with that, but old 97s here wrapping up that set of music. Getting us to where we are now, which is about 12 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT. You are either 12 minutes past your hour listening to this program on a Friday night when it originally runs here on WRCT, or maybe it's Tuesday afternoon and it's like, you know, like quarter after three, because there is an encore presentation of this show on Tuesday afternoons. Let me tell you what was in that set of music before I get off on some other tangent, which I've been known to do. Blue Rodeo in there with their song Cynthia from the 5 Days in May album. 5 Days in July. Sorry. July, May. It's all the same, is it not, in this COVID world? Again, this was a song, and I say again, I didn't tell you this before, but this was actually the song stuck in my head the past couple days, so I was like, I got to play it. Got to play it. Pogues in there, celebrating the fact that St. Patrick's Day is right all around the corner, if not today. Who knows when St. Patrick's Day is? Well, we all know it's on the 15th. Let's just look at our calendars. Anyway, Pogues, If I Should Fall from the Grace of God, and start off the entire set with Steven Seagals doing their cover of Aces High, an Iron Maiden track for you. So many things happening. So many songs to get to. If you have a song you want me to get to, in the industry we call those requests. And if you have one of these requests, you have to let me know what that is. Best way to do it is to send me an email. It's actually the only way to do it. Send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Tonight's show is full, but for a future show, let me know when you want to hear it, and I'll do my best to play it.
Yeah. Fight the
Celebrating his 52nd birthday today, birthday boy Graham Coxon here on the Viva La Mock radio program with us, standing on my own again. You may know Graham as a member of the band Blur, but he's got a good stack of solo releases out there that are well worth your attention as well. Before the Graham Coxon, Pretty Girls Make Graves doing their version of Bow Wow Wow's C30, C60, C90, which is some foreshadowing to the mock tonight. Oh, yeah, I'm going to let you know that, because there is a mock coming up in about an hour and a half. And so I'm foreshadowing it with that song. So get your thinking gear going. Bad Religion in there before the Pretty Girls Make Graves, because Generator was released on this, this weekend, let's say, because technically tomorrow, 29 years ago, it was released. And then The Cult, I had to play some rain because we were getting rain. That's what comes with spring, is rain. There's something about April showers and a bunch of things like that. So don't complain that we don't have snow. Well, don't be happy we don't have snow and then complain about the rain, because it's all called precipitation, and just letting you know. So I played some Cult for you. I should remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza does join you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza. They also offer hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, Spack Brothers, they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK or online at spackbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Whether you're listening to me on a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon, I do appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day or evening, your schedule, to tune in and let me be part of that schedule. Whether you're driving around or you're at work or you're just at home sitting around the hi-fi, I don't know what you're doing, but I appreciate whatever you're doing because I am a part of that. Hey, I want to let you know that there's a brand new release out from Chris Church. and I want to play it for you. So let me figure out how the buttons work. New album's called Game Dirt. This is Hang. Brand new music from Chris Church here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Let the cold wind blow. Rough night in Jericho. If the walls fall in, guess I'll be saved by love again. Rough night in Jericho.
Start again. Frank flashed his father's grin and said, think again. Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
From their ultra-rare debut EP, U2-3, that's U2 with a boy-girl here on the Viva La Mach radio program. U2 bassist Adam Clayton celebrating a birthday tomorrow. He will be 61 years old. Before the U2, 11th Dream Day, went back to that El Mudio album with Making Like a Rug. Once again, another song that was just kind of randomly bits and pieces of it stuck in my head this week, and I figured it just needed to get back out to you. Some Dream So Real in there. Title track from Rough Night in Jericho. Started the entire set with some brand new music from a North Carolina boy, Chris Church. New album's called Game Dirt. Played Hang For You. And I'm glad you're hanging with me. I'm the Moxer. We do this each and every Friday night, and again an encore on Tuesday afternoons. We call this program the Viva La Mach Radio Show. If you have a suggestion for a song, send me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com. and I'll do my best to play it on a future show. For those of you listening on that Tuesday afternoon program, we have one more set of music before the official unofficial sign-off is. But for those of you on a Friday night, we've got two more hours of me, the Mockster, and the music that's stuck in my brain. In fact, Rudy, this is a message to you.
Gobs of love. No one else will touch that girl unless they wore a glove. Gifted was this girl of mine, great knowledge could she grasp. But once she ate a golf pro and vomited in the grass. But I love my groovy gorilla girl and a groovy grotesque game. Ah, a fabulous Suzuki Bavada. My love looks like an ape. Whenever I take Gorilla Girl, they whack me with a rake. Took her out to a picnic at a Girl Scout jamboree. Golly, did those Girl Scouts gain back Gorilla Girl and me. But I love my groovy Gorilla Girl and a groovy grotesque game. Ah, I'm fabulous Suzuki Mouse father. My love looks like an ape.
Garden path, and she kicked its little rump in. up a hill to fetch a roll of cheese. Jack came down with a beaming smile and his trousers around his knees. Ay, ay, did it on day, ay, 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 did it on day, ay, ay, ay. A little Jack Horner sat on the corner with a dirty look in his eyes. He never looked at the pretty girls, but he smiled when the boys went by. Hey, hey, diddy dum day, aye, aye, aye. Hey, hey, diddy dum day, aye, aye, aye. To love all night and sleep all day was really my desire. I tried it once, but it wouldn't work out, 'cause the pussy catch a fire. Hey, hey, did it on day, I, ay, ay. Hey, hey, did it on day, I, ay, ay. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get the poor doggy a bone. But when she bent down, the dog came around and he gave her a bone of his own. Hey, hey, did it on day, I, ay. Candlestick, silly boy, he should have jumped higher. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Hey, hey, did it on day, I, ay, ay. Hey, hey, did it on day, I, ay, ay. Judge Dredd lay on a double bed with a girl performing great. He said, would you like big seven again? She said, no, but I love big eight. Ay, ay, diddy-dum-day, diddy-dum-day, diddy-dum-day.
just to blow you away. Just like watching the detectives. Don't get cute. Just like watching the detectives. Watching the detectives, 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 watching the detectives.
You're listening to a production of WRCT Public Affairs. The opinions contained within are solely those of the participants. Questions and comments can be addressed to WRCT Pittsburgh, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, or call 621-0728.
Celebrating. I know a lot of you folks are still celebrating too, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you must live, well, even they know on Jupiter.
Yep. In Arizona.
In the plutonium.
Everywhere.
That worldwide, the Steelers are the Super Bowl champions.
And we're not just part of the Steeler Nation, because we are in the capital, the heart of the Steeler Nation.
Yeah.
PA.
Pittsburgh, PA, here at Carnegie Mellon University.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh.
That's right.
www.wrct.org.
And who are you, sir?
My name is Kevin Amos.
Oh, you're Amos. I'm Adams.
Yeah.
Better known as the radio activist, the digital dean.
Yeah, they know me as the troublemaker.
That's right. The godfather of radio. The what's that? The underground Rasta man.
Yeah, a few other choice words. But anyhow.
We're going to have a good show. We're going to have Dana visit us, hopefully, okay. A few minutes. And all I got to say is this is our defining moment, Vote for Dope 2009. You got to stay tuned to hear what that's about. It's a serious campaign.
Is that pertaining to Michael Phelps or
Vote
what?
Vote for Dope. I'm not sure. We beat W. He went home.
He's
so I don't know what
trouble, you know. He's going to end up like...
I don't think so.
Man, they're talking about filing criminal charges now.
How? They can't prove it.
Got a picture.
You don't know what's in that picture. That
got a picture with the man with a bong in his hand.
Hey, Ricky Cochran, Johnny's brother. I'd defend him. Shoot, I'd be like, he posed being silly. There's nothing in there. Where's the residue? Prove it. You cannot prove that in the court of law. If they bring witnesses, I'll tear them down in the finest cockpit.
Well, didn't one of the Steelers earlier this year get busted with smoking a blunt in his car?
If you're of a certain age.
Wasn't that our MVP?
Possibly, see?
Yeah, it was. Said
that improved his game. That's all I got to say. This week in Black History, this is right on time.
Connected dots.
February 5th, 1945, somebody was born.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaican reggae legend Bob Marley, man.
It's Bob
Robert
Marley.
Robert Nestor Marley, Nine Miles, St. Anne, Jamaica. He used his music not only to entertain, but to tirelessly spread reggae and the Rastafari religion from Africa to Europe and the U.S. Much of his music deals with the struggles of the impoverished and the oppressed. So you know we love Marley.
Robert Nestor Marley. And don't forget the other two people that helped him bring that music forward. You know, the late Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
And of course, Bunny Wailer. Bunny Livingstone Wailer.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. And the I-3.
You were hanging out with them, don't you? You got a picture like Phelps.
Well, I
somewhere.
No.
No.
He's a dope.
No.
I'm only playing.
You know, never.
Never.
Have you seen me around any artist doing anything?
He's smart.
Yes.
But he's only 23. But anyway, we digress. Give the boy a break. What else is happening? February 11th.
I didn't say I never inhaled.
11 blacks confront the ruling council of New Netherlands, later New York, with a petition demanding their freedom. This was probably the first legal protest action by blacks in American history. The petition was granted, and the blacks were free because they worked off the terms of their indentured servant contracts, which were usually for 7 years. But these blacks had worked up to 18 years.
I'll tell you like that.
Almost three times. Shortly after this victory, however, no more blacks were allowed